from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Lavelle. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Tom, Donna Washington has been through a lot. She survived breast cancer and a brain tumor. Now, she had the brain tumor removed in 2010. That radiation from that destroyed her hair follicles. Now, Donna tried countless methods to replace her hair and was never really satisfied, Tom, until now. Donna's hair is medical prosthesis made using 3D printing technology. Now, these hair pieces are custom made, and yes, Tom, they do black hair. I'm going inside her story with Donna Washington and Danielle Marzella Grillo, the owner of Transitions Hair Solutions, where they provide this 3D hair technology. And Tom, Danielle is a 20-year veteran of the hair loss industry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So, Donna, let me start with you, because you have hair on your head that was printed out. What does that feel like? Because I know a concern for you as an African-American woman was, can they create black hair? So what does it feel like?
Well, it's hair. It's very natural. It moves naturally. And, you know, most important for me, I don't have to be concerned about the wig slipping or if it's in the right location, you know, from the wind or, you know, just through the course of the day. So
now,
it's been very comfortable and very worry-free.
No, very worry-free, and that's a good thing. Now, Donna, do you have any of your natural hair on your head still?
Oh, absolutely. The back portion is still my hair. The CNC just covers the very top where my problem was. My problem is on the front and on the side.
Okay. Danielle, let me bring you into this. How do you get the hair to stay in place once you print it out?
The hair itself is attached to a membrane. And the membrane is then adhered with a medical adhesive to the client's own scalp and hair.
And what makes this so unique? Because I know it's a custom fit. Explain that a little bit.
Sure. What makes it very unique is, one, the materials that it's made with, which is a antifungal, antibacterial base, and it's also gas permeable, which allows the wearer's body heat it goes with the wearer's body heat, so it does not make them hotter for wearing it. The hair itself is cuticle virgin hair, so it's natural hair. So we can match hair to anyone's existing hair for a situation like Donna, that she has a good portion of her own hair in the back. It's very, very important to make that hair exactly like hers, because there's so much of hers showing. If someone had a full cap, it's different. They can kind of choose whatever they would like. But in this case, we wanted to make it as close as possible. The fit itself is very, very, it's made individually for each person, because we take very precise measurements of the person's scalp. We do two different moldings, and those moldings in turn go to the factory in Italy, which a 3D form of the head is printed, and then the piece itself is made on Donna's head. Basically, we can't ship her to Italy. We would have if we could have. So they actually make this on her skull, her shape of her skull. So it's made very, very, I'm trying to think of the word. I'm so sorry.
I don't understand a word of it, I guess because I'm bald.
Well, Danielle, let me ask you this. Maybe this will help, Tom. And Danielle, like a lot of women with hair loss issues turn to weaves or wigs, and this works well for men as well. How is it different from a wig or a weave or a toupee?
It's different in the way of how it, like I was saying, of how it's made. It's very different because of the materials. For example, a weave would be something that would be mostly tied on or braided on or something like that, where you may, to the touch, you may feel something. You know, when you went to touch the, you might feel the attachment. That's more of an attachment difference. This piece itself, when it's adhered, it's flush to the head, no matter if they have hair underneath or if they don't, because of the 3D printing and the fit. It's very custom to each individual client.
This sounds expensive.
So you touch their head, you feel the scalp.
Exactly. So as I was saying, even if they
have... Because it's so thin?
What's that?
Because it's so thin, it feels like
There's nothing between you and your scalp.
Yeah, it's a thin. It is a thin membrane, but it's made to feel like the skin itself. The material is made to feel like the skin. Wow. So it's not paper thin, but it's about as thin as the skin would be. So
how much does this cost?
It starts around. It's around $300 per month when somebody budgets it in for the year.
Per month. For how many months?
For 1 year.
Is it permanent?
What's that?
No, let me have Danielle explain this, yes. And Donna, you can jump in here too because you have this done. You have to have it serviced every 6 weeks, Danielle.
It's about 4 to 6 weeks. The service is different than the pricing of the actual. What he was asking was the price of the actual piece. When we make the piece, but let me just explain that each individual, everyone's head's so different. So the pricing goes by the square centimeter of the area of the thinning or the balding, as well
That's
as the length of hair. These are two factors that are taken into consideration.
But more important.
Go ahead, Danielle, because women pay that for their hair anyway. Yes,
exactly.
So go on.
So the two factors that are important are the actual square centimeter and the length, which is why I'm saying for somebody very, very small or somebody that would require a full cap, the pricing would be very different for each individual because they're completely custom. So I was saying starting price with budget, $300 per month for about a year. So if you think of the number in that sort of way, and then the service is something else entirely.
Oh, that's
and
more
then
money?
The service, you have to go in to have your hair washed and you all remove the hair. Tell us about that quickly, Danielle.
Sure. It's about 4 to 6 weeks. What happens is the client will come in. We will actually remove the piece with a very gentle solvent because, like I was saying, we like to, if they have hair, we do not have to remove their hair to apply this piece. So it's gently removed with a solvent. Once everything is out, we do a scalp treatment on the actual client's head because we like to keep the pH of the scalp balanced, and their scalp care is very important to us, even though they're covering it with the piece.
How much is the maintenance service? In addition to the $300?
Yes, it's as if someone came in to have their hair done. It's you're coming in for a monthly hair appointment. You're basically getting your hair cut. You're getting a scalp treatment, and as well as the piece being serviced, cleaned, disinfected. So it's all women.
But
women
if you,
Donna,
down,
let me bring you
really
back in here.
Sense.
Donna, is it worth it to you the money that you spend for this?
Yeah, most definitely it is. A lot of people don't realize how much money women spend on washing their hair, just washing their hair weekly, and the time that we spend at the salon. So it might be alarming to some people, but not to black women. It's something that we do all the time. And so generally I would go to the salon and wash my hair every week. So, if you add that into what Danielle is talking about, it's the same thing that I would normally pay. However, when I was wearing the wig, I had to wash the wig and my hair.
So is there any way insurance can pay for this?
My insurance did not, and I didn't try.
Danielle, have you ever had any clients use insurance to cover this?
I absolutely have. They have. It depends on the insurance.
Really?
The provider itself and the client, their own policy.
God
so
bless
I always,
Obamacare.
What I always, I always tell people. To at least try to, if you have a prescription from the doctor for a cranial prosthesis due to whatever form of alopecia you were diagnosed with, as well as the receipt and submit it. And I ask a lot of clients, try to call your insurance company prior and just ask them, you know, what dollar amount or portion would you cover for a cranial prosthesis?
I love this. This is fascinating.
You guys, go to transitionshairsolutions.com to learn more. Donna, thank you for sharing your story, Danielle. I know it's complicated, but you guys should learn more about this because this could be an option for you, especially if you've been through something medically that's taken away your hair.
Okay.